This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The demands of remote schooling are hitting working parents hard, according to the results of our latest Marketplace Edison Research poll. Nearly 20% of parents with kids learning at home told us they've had to take a leave or quit their job. From the Workplace Culture Desk, here's Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino.
Kelly Newman has put a big old flow chart on the wall of her New Jersey home to keep her six kids' schedules straight.
KK and the boys are in school in person.
Yes.
Benny and Cha are online.
She and her wife, Rachel, have a 9-month-old, twin 3-year-olds, an 8-year-old, and twin 9-year-olds. Several of the kids have special needs. They're going to school half days, a couple days a week, then learning online, going to therapy, all at different times and places.
Oh my God, it's just like yelling at kids all day long. That's all I do.
Before the pandemic, nannies made it possible for both parents to work full-time. Newman is a family law attorney. Rachel is a teacher. They can't afford help now, and much as they tried to split the childcare between them, it wasn't working.
I can't be like, oh, judge, I'm sorry, I can't have that hearing that day. My boys have to go to PT.
So in July, Newman quit her job. She'd lost most of her clients while out on extended family leave, and they needed the strong benefits Rachel's teaching job provides.
It was like, I can't afford to go to work.
865,000 women dropped out of the labor force in September, 4 times the number of men. Women still earn less than men, so in heterosexual households, it often makes the most sense for mothers to sacrifice work to care for family. Betsy Stevenson is an economist at the University of Michigan. She says once parents pull back from work, they can fall behind forever.
You're just not put on the same kind of track, and you're not given the same kind of access to promotions and raises.
Taking a break can also contribute to perceptions that mothers aren't as dedicated to work. But Stevenson hopes the pandemic could be a turning point.
When you go to interview for a job and you've got that, you know, COVID blank on your CV, it's not going to be that unusual.
Kelly Newman in New Jersey hopes to start her own law practice when things go back to normal. But right now, that feels far away.
Having advanced degrees does nothing for you if the economy isn't stable enough to allow you the ability to work hard.
She's now trying to get unemployment, but her application is tied up in appeals. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.